now, Friday morning, and what time is it? Who cares what time it is? Aren't we only ourselves? I've Nevin with me. Nevin, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Marty. How are you this week?
I'm very well, Doctor.
Good.
Very well, Doctor.
Good.
And nice to have you. A bit of news for you. The producer of this programme, the fine Miss Wilde, as you know, she bought one of your garlic presses, and she says it's fantastic.
Do you know, she's a very fine woman and a very talented woman in the kitchen. Fair play to her. She loves her food.
She knows her utensils. Anyway, yeah, she bought one. She says great. The big steel yolk.
It's honestly, Marty, the Cook range has done phenomenally well.
That's great.
Dunn stores have rolled it out to 105 stores now from the middle of October, which is great. It's incredible.
That's great. Well, I'm delighted.
Thank God.
I'm delighted. Well, now, listen, what are we doing today, my friend? Because I know you're closed, and I've no doubt that it's been a strange few days. But look, it'll come right.
Can I just thank the customers, who are a lot of your listeners, because they've been so understanding, and to thank them and to thank my team, because it hasn't been easy for anyone and everybody, and just they've been really understanding. And if you only knew, you know, even since we opened up in July, the amount of people that have been talking about you, Marty Whelan, and myself, and just you bring a lot of happiness to so many people. So thanks to your listeners. No, genuinely.
We try.
No, fair is fair. Thank you.
No, well, you're very kind.
You're
for
a good
saying
man.
So not
you're
at all.
Good
and I return the compliment. Now, will you send me some braised beef for carrots?
I will. So, Marty,
what?
We're talking about the new book. Sorry,
yes.
Sorry if I'm going a bit overboard.
No one will notice that. Tell me what.
Very subtle, haven't I?
Yeah,
but with the new book, there's one chapter I've never done in any of the books, and it's called Low and Slow, and it's a slow cooker chapter. And the amount of people that said to me, oh, I have a slow cooker. And what it reminds me of is my mother when she was cooking. The smells and the aroma in the house with a slow cooker.
Right.
There's something magical about that and something beautiful, in my opinion. So I'm going to go through two recipes that you can do in the slow cooker. But for your listeners, if you don't have a slow cooker, you can just do it in a casserole pot in the oven. So don't be panicking saying, geez, I haven't got a slow cooker. They're not expensive. The one I have 10 of them, by the way.
Look at you bragging.
Because we have to test all the recipes, that's why.
I know.
And then I planned, you know, please God, when the cookery school opens, whenever it does, that we might do kind of like a slow cooking class. But anyway, we'll see.
Yeah.
That's the plan. You know, so anyway, and they're not expensive, by the way, but the one I have is has a searing option, which means you can actually brown off the meat. So what we're going to talk about, first of all, is braised beef with carrots and cannellini beans.
But can I just ask a question?
Yes.
When you say slow cooking, you're talking about hours.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
So it'll take about 8 to 9 hours, really slowly. So many people are working at home now.
Mm.
So I was thinking, okay, these are two delicious recipes that will suit all the family. You can batch cook them, you can freeze them, and they're going to keep in your fridge. So let's talk about stewing beef. We're working on 500 grams. You're going to toss that in some plain flour, and then in your slow cooker or your casserole pot, I'm going to keep saying that just in case people think, well, I can't make this recipe if I don't have a slow cooker. You're going to lightly brown off the beef until it's golden brown in some rapeseed oil. That'll take maybe 5-10 minutes. Then remove the meat. You're going to put in lots of vegetables, onion, carrot, celery. So chop them all nice big chunks, because this is going to cook low and slow. Remember that.
Yeah.
So you're going to let them brown off in some extra, put in a bit more extra oil, and then you're going to let them brown off. You're going to put in your beef. You're going to put in 8 ounces of dried cannellini beans. If you can't get dried, you can get them in a can, and they can just go in for the last hour, because all you're doing is warming them up. So don't worry about that either. The dried beans take a long time to cook, and that's why in the slow cooker you need to put them in at the start. So we put in them 1 can of chopped Italian tomatoes, some chicken stock. I'm working at about 1 litre. Cube is absolutely fine. Callow is a good one because it's low in salt.
Yes.
And then 2 tablespoons of tomato puree, 1 tablespoon of Worcester sauce, which is really, really, really important. And then we have salt and pepper into that. And you can put different spices into this. You can put harissa spice. You can put, if you want, a little bit of Cajun spice to jazz this up. And then what you do is you just switch on, you know, your slow cooker on a medium heat. And then what you do is let this cook. Finish it with salt and pepper, then you reduce it to a low heat, and you cook this literally for 9 hours until the beef and the beans are tender.
9 hours?
Yeah, well, you see, they're really slow. I mean, if you do it first thing in the morning or the night before, you'll have that aroma. I'm telling you, if you have a slow cooker, they're about 25, 30 euro. They're not expensive. It's the best investment.
Sounds
this is
great.
The time of year for these kind of recipes.
You were saying the Worcester sauce is vital.
Oh, I love it, so I do.
Yeah.
I absolutely do. And you can put in some cumin, sesame seeds. You can mix this up, like in the recipe that I've given you that you'll have obviously on your website. People can go on and they can look up and different spices and that. And then just finish it with some chopped parsley and then a little bit of toasted sourdough bread. And that's it. It's delicious.
Now, this would have the beef. It would be melting in the mouth, wouldn't
it? That's exactly. And that's why you use kind of like a chuck cut, something like that.
Oh, we're back to the chuck cut.
Stew and beef, which is good value, by the way. It has a little marble and a fat, which is flavour, and that will all break down. And then, like, I was just serving this with some bread, but what I like personally at home is some rice with this, or potato, mashed potato, and I know you're a fan of the mashed.
Yeah, the mashed would be lovely with that, yeah. That sounds lovely. I like that.
Your favourite, a big glass of milk.
Big glass of milk with that, and you're done for the winter.
So that's one recipe, and then I want to share with you another one, and it's a ragu alla bolognese. And last week we were talking about the conchiglione, the pasta.
That's right.
And this is a recipe that I got from a chef actually over in Bologna when I was there 3 years ago. Where did the time go?
This sounds lovely.
Well, I love it, and I'll tell you what's different about this, just for your listeners, you know, that you're using, you know, your beef and pork mince half and half. And what the pork mince does, it gives it really melt in the mouth and keeps it moist. And this is really crucial. So what you do is the same technique, okay? You brown off your mince, first of all, and then into the slow cooker, you add more oil, onion, carrot, celery. So that seems to be the base for a lot of my recipes. Mushrooms are going into this. And then what you're going to do is put back in your mince. You're going to put in some red wine. Now we're using some dried butter beans in this. So I'm trying to put as many beans into these recipes. And you'll see this. Hopefully your listeners will go out and buy the book. But that's another story.
Right.
Exactly. And I tell you, if they want to go online to the restaurant, I'll sign it and personalise it, actually.
Good man.
I should have said that.
Because you're not cooking.
I'm not cooking. I've plenty of time to sign as many as I want. Anyway, sorry, I'm sidetracking.
Well, it's fine.
So we're gonna pour in some red wine, about half a pint of red wine into that. Plum tomatoes, 2 cans of tomatoes, or kind of chopped tomatoes are fine for this. And then some chicken stock, about 1 pint of that. Right. So that is going to go all into your slow cooker. Again, you bring it up to a high heat and then reduce it down, and you're literally going to cook this on a low heat for 8 hours until it is melted in the mouth. Give it a stir every so often. Some of the slow cookers, I never said this, have a paddle in it that will move things. I don't. I just have the basic one, and it's perfect. The most important thing is that it has a searing option, and that means it's a hot option to cook and brown off the mince and the beef. So that's really important. If you can, if you don't worry. This can be done in the oven at about 130, and I would give it about maybe 4 to 5 hours until it's really slow in the oven. Okay. So I hope I'm not confusing here, crossing over.
No.
So, Marty, with this, serve it with some pasta. This can freeze perfectly. The butter beans, again, you can soak them the night before just to soften them a little bit in boiling water and then, or cold water, and then just put them in at the start. If not, honestly, I always, in your larder, have some cans of beans. And I'm talking about butter beans, cannellini beans, haricot beans, berlotti beans. I'm using a lot more of them. Four or 5 years ago, I wouldn't have been using them, but I love them. My twins like them.
Well, is that because you discovered them on your travels?
Well, yeah, I suppose. Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. But I like them, and the twins like them.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, I think they add great texture to food.
Don't they?
And what they'll do with this mince, you know, with the ragu here, it'll be melting them out. You'll get the texture from the vegetables. You'll get the texture from the beans. Trust me, I think this will be the nicest ragu bolognese you'll ever taste, because this is a recipe that I make regularly at home, and I think it's a beautiful recipe. And sorry, into that herbs, I forgot to say, I'm sorry. I'm using rosemary, thyme, bay leaf. Bay leaf is a great little herb, can be overpowering. Rosemary, thyme, they're my favourite. I have sage, but don't worry about all three. I would definitely pick thyme and bay leaf if you're just going to pick two.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I love the sound of that. That sounds, and you can pretend you're in Italy when you're eating it too.
What would you have with that? A nice glass of Barolo.
Glass of Barolo, a little, absolutely. Or a nice Ripasso.
Oh, I like it.
You know, as long as it comes from around the Verona area, I'm happy with it, you know. You see, the thing is, you can't have, as you know, you can't drink an Amarone unless you've got 3 weeks off. You need to have people to put you to bed and everything if you're going to drink that stuff.
Strong.
Yeah, it is, yeah. But that'd be very nice. That is a beautiful, I'd say that's a beautiful meal. And you've tasted it yourself, you know it well, of course.
Oh, God, I've made this so many times, hundreds of times, and I can honestly say I learned from using half beef mince, half pork mince. Trust me, you and your listeners, just try this. It'll be one of the nicest things you'll ever taste.
And remember, the thing is, if you don't have the slow cooker, if somebody doesn't have the slow cooker, what can they do?
Marty, I've done this in a skillet pan on a really low heat and a gas, really low for about 2 hours. I've done it in the oven. There's loads of ways you can do this, so don't be worrying about that. Once the meat is tender,
yes.
The slow cooker, a lot of people have them, and I go back to that lovely thing I think of my mother, that aroma, that smell in the kitchen. You know, it's a question that I'm asked personally on social media and through Facebook about slow cookers, so I said, okay, that's interesting. A lot of people are definitely interested in that, so that's why I decided, okay, we'll put a chapter in the book, and I think people will use it, but if you don't have one, don't worry, a casserole pot will do.
A casserole pot will do. That's top man. Now, that's the ragu alla bolognese with butter beans, and before that, the braised beef with carrots and cannellini beans.
There we have it. I love it. Good, man.
Listen, that was fantastic, and well, and both to be found in your midweek meals now in your lovely book.
Thank you.
With the best dedication I've seen for years.
to you, my wonderful man.
Well, thank you, my friend. It's lovely. God bless you, and chin up. Only in a few more days, and please God, you'll be back in gear, I hope.
Listen, we'll take it just 1 week and one day at a time.
I know.
I said to you from day one, you know. Food nourishes the mind, body, and soul. That's the way I look at
it. That's for sure.
And you certainly lift the spirits too.
Well,
thank you.
Thanks for everything. God bless you, Evan. We'll talk to you next week.
Catch you next week. Bye, Marty.
Thanks,
Marty.
God bless you.
Thank you.